You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte, and by phone with Market House Theater Executive Director Michael Cochran.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And Director of Mary Poppins, a Boffo Mary Poppins to add, you've put up a whole new weekend of this show. It's obviously made some magic among audiences. Would you say that's the case?
I definitely say that's the case. It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You had to. You had to do that, didn't you? So, I've seen lots of Facebook activity about superlatives in the show, and I guess the flying is where my mind goes directly, that you're actually flying people for the first time at Market House. Is that right?
Well, we've flown people straight up and down before. We've never flown them sideways or had them do mid-air somersaults and things like that. ZFX is a company out of Louisville, a professional flying company that does stuff all over the world. They did the Super Bowl halftime show last year. Came in and helped us do this.
Oh, my goodness. That's a pretty big deal.
It's special work, yeah.
Well, so there's another weekend of shows, but I understand that they're maybe sold out already?
They're really tight on tickets. I think there's just a few left for a couple of the days. Our musicals already have an extension to the run to start with for 3 weekends beyond our normal 2 weekends. And then this is the 4th weekend that we've added to it. And so that ties a record for us for the longest running show and the most audience members to come see a show.
Congratulations to everyone. Tell me about your principals. They must be super duper.
Mary Bowden is Mary Poppins. She is the McCracken County drama teacher, high school drama teacher here. She's made for that role. She is funny and quirky and brings her own unique talent to that role. So it's kind of you get to see Mary Poppins in a different way than what you expect sometimes. But, you know, her movements, even her exits, get the audience laughing because she turns at right angles on everything. Fowler Black plays Bert, the chimney sweep. He also does the flying in the show with the Step in Time dance. And incredible voice, wonderful dance talent. The show itself, you know, we have Tony Bohannon playing George Banks, Stephanie Hines playing Winifred Banks, the mom. Hope Hodges is Jane Banks. And Lucas Bohannon, Tony's son, is Michael Banks. And there's so much talent in the show. You know, vocally, it just sounds incredible. And then acting-wise, they've also done just a wonderful job portraying this show. And the thing I like about the show, Mary Poppins, is it kind of goes along with that Saving Mr. Banks movie that came out. Because the show has as much to do with the dad and how he was raised and what family means as it does about Mary Poppins and the kids. It's kind of a teaching moment there. So some really wonderful moments in the show.
I understand that between the Bohannons, father and son, there's special chemistry as one might expect.
Right. And, you know, we have connections in the show with various people who are working on this. Some have worked together for a long time. Tim Franklin, who plays the park keeper, his daughter, Addie Beth, is in the show as well. So there are some other family groups in the show. And it really does lend itself to that kind of connection on stage. You can tell that people are comfortable and just love being on stage with their fellow cast members.
Now, I read that your goal as director and lighting director is to create intimacy for the audience, but I mean, the Market House Theater is an intimate house, as is.
Well, I saw the show. I saw the Broadway touring show in St. Louis. You know, my wife and I went. We saw it at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. And to be honest, I don't remember much about the show, except that it was all these incredible special effects. You know, it's like a movie on stage. The sets can be changing every page and a half because we're changing locations constantly. And you get kind of overwhelmed by the spectacle sometimes. And one of the things that I try to do as a director and as a designer at the theater here is to really bring that story out, you know, that relationship between George Banks and his children. And weaving that storyline through makes it up close and personal in a way that you don't get overwhelmed by all the scenery. You know, we have a lot of scene changes and everything else, but I've actually eliminated some of the sets in the show to keep it in a similar location so that we follow the storyline better. And that's where I think bringing it closer to an audience to enjoy that show makes a big difference for us.
I like the idea that your star, Mary Bowden, says that Mary Poppins is just so much all of the time. And that, too, might contribute to the dazzling effects of this play.
Well, we have incredible costumes by Creatures of Habit. The characters, like I said, you know, Mary's right on spot with that. As she says, spit spot. she's right on target with that because there's so many details in the show, and I've had that comment from several people, is that it just, you know, it constantly surprises you. Little tiny moments all through the show, the detail added to it just makes it sparkle, you know, beyond the regular performance. And I think all that put together, you know, with the flying, with the wonderful characters, with the scenery, with the storyline, the audience walks out grinning from ear to ear. It's a happy show, and it makes you happy.
It's good there's something in the world to do that, eh?
Yes. You know, I've had people who saw Les Mis and absolutely loved it, and they saw this and went, you know, I actually love this production better than I love Les Mis because it's happy. It makes me happy what it's done.
Musical director Cindy Miller was also Les Mis.
She was, and I mean, she gets people to do nuanced voices. When we talk about, you know, one of the notes that she'll give is like when they sing crystal clear so that we hear all those consonants. We hear that word and that we attack words with, you know, park and words with K's and things. And it brings energy and life to it. And I have to say, Emmy Chapman Hensel, who's the choreographer, just did a fabulous job with Step in Time, with Let's Go Fly a Kite, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, those songs, the audience, the colors that we've got with the costumes, the lighting, and the choreography all come together with that sound that comes out, and it just makes it a very special production.
So our listeners should call the box office to see what's left. Tell us the production times and how likely it is to get a seat.
Well, it is 7:30 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening of this week. Online, it probably, on some of the days, it won't let you get tickets because if there's less than two seats together, sometimes the online service will say, we're sorry, but there's not together. You'll have to call the box office. There are some seats scattered throughout. You know, you may not be sitting next to the person, but you'll be close to them. There's a few seats left for the shows, and I think Saturday has more seats than the other nights at the moment, but it's going fast. I mean, the phone has just rang off the hook all the time. And our online sales, which we don't add any fees to, so it's the same as calling the box office, have just been incredible.
Any possibility you'll go for yet another weekend?
I can't because I got another show on stage the week after that. I got a kids' camp, Cinderella, and then following that, Aristocats on stage. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what a great season for you, Michael, and thank you for speaking with me today about Mary Poppins at the Market House.
Thank you so much.
You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.